This is VOA News. We are remote. I'm Marissa Melton.
U.S. President Donald Trump is expected to return to the White House after 72 hours of hospitalization for COVID-19. His primary physician, Dr. Sean Conley, told reporters Monday, though he may not entirely be out of the woods yet, the team and I agree that all our evaluations and, most importantly, his clinical status support his return home. The White House has medical facilities and practitioners to monitor the president around the clock. Conley said there was nothing being done there at Walter Reed Medical Center that could not be done at the White House instead. Conley declined to answer some questions, such as the condition of the president's lung. He cited patient confidentiality. The president is taking a steroid, dexamethasone, which is typically not administered in mild or moderate cases of the coronavirus. He's also taking a 5-day course of remdesivir, an antiviral medication. Mr. Trump's physicians remain cautiously optimistic, according to Dr. Conley. He noted that doctors are in uncharted territory because they'd given the president therapies that might be unusual for a regular patient at the same point in the illness. While the president's campaign activities are on hold as he recovers from the illness, Vice President Mike Pence is making campaign appearances this week. On Wednesday, he faces off against the Democrats' vice presidential nominee, U.S. Senator Kamala Harris. Trump and his Democratic challenger, Joe Biden, were about 4 meters apart on a debate stage last Tuesday, a few days before the president's infection became public. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention suggests at least 2 meters for social distancing purposes. Biden's campaign says the former vice president has tested negative for the coronavirus both on Friday and on Sunday. From Washington, you're listening to